Yes.
Accept our humble obeisances and glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharajes. Please take over the call, Prabhu. We are reading Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 25th chapter 240 onwards, Prabhuji.
Okay. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Daita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Daita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Guru Deva Hare Krishna. Welcome to Monday Chaitanya Charitamrita class, and I was told to serve Madhya Lila chapter 25, text 240 onwards. So please, if you have the book, you can repeat with me, or because I cannot hear, so just we'll go with the way I'm proceeding. Madhya Lilara Karilu Ei Digadarasana Chaya Batsara Kaila Jaiche Gamana Gamana Madhya Lila Karilu Ei Digadarasana Chaya Batsara Kaila Jaiche Gamana Gamana Madhya Lilar of this division known as Madhya Lila. Karilu, I have done. I have done. Eidik Darasan, this summary inspection. Chaya Batsara, continuously for 6 years. Kaila performed. Jaiche, just as Gamana Agamana, going and coming back. So Srila Prabhupada translate, I have thus given a summary. I have thus given a summary description of the Madhya Lila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's travel to and from Jagannath Puri. Indeed, the Lord traveled to and fro continuously for 6 years. I would like to read one more. There's so much information even in one sloka. Shesha astadasa vatsar nila chale vasa bhakta gana sange kare kirtana bilasa. Shesha astadasa vatsar, the remaining 18 years, Nilachale Basa, residence at Jagannath Puri, Bhakta Gana Sange with devotees, Kare, performs Kirtana Bilasa, the pastimes of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Translation. After taking sannyas at the age of 24, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived another 24 years. For 6 of these years, he traveled extensively throughout India, sometimes going to Jagannath Puri and sometimes leaving. After traveling the 6 years, the Lord fixed his residence at Jagannath Puri and stayed there for the 18 remaining years of his life. During these 18 years, he mainly chanted Hare Krishna with his devotees. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namam Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kadam Hayam Dadatisha Padantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunnavadi Paschatta Desatarine Vancha Kalpataru Vescha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanibho Vaishnavebho namo namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I'm very grateful to Srila Prabhupada. Through his practical advice, he made our journey very comfortable and easy to understand. He said, if you do just these 5 things, you can be free from Maya, which we do anyway. For an example, you get up early morning. I hope everybody gets up early morning. Brahma Muhurta, better 3:36 a.m. That's why Radha Krishna actually wakes up. Prabhupada says 3:30, but I'm just adding to that 3:36 in that. Where Radha Krishna wakes up after whole night pastime and then they go back to their own home. It's a beautiful time to wake up and serve them. And because that's what Mangalarti boils down to. That Lalita Sakhi sees the beauty of Radha Krishna, unparalleled, the attraction for each other. And to show that, and to dress them properly so that when they go home and if they get caught or something, they will not look like they had a night party, nightclub. this nightclub in America or anywhere, it's all origin in Ras Lila in Golok Vrindavan. But problem here, they don't give pleasure. In the name of pleasures, ultimately they cause entanglement and suffer. So that time their beauty is so beautiful, Lalita Sakhi does this, the whole arati is nothing but a display of their most attractive position. That's why Srila Prabhupada always, whenever he was challenged by those young, one time young group of, I guess college student, they were asking Prabhupada, have you seen God? Prabhupada did not answer directly like this, but he says, why you are teasing to these Western boys and girls? They are born with those riches that you are trying to get in future. But they gave up those and adopted this. Why don't you try to see that from anger? Of course, at the end, Prabhupada says, if you want to see God, come at 4 o'clock. We'll have a Mangalarti, you will have a darshan of God. So always I notice few lectures, whenever he has a challenge or he mentioned, he talks about early morning because there is a significance. So anyway, so you get up in the morning, then you take bath, and then you go to your safe, sacred place. It could be in your bedroom or living room or temple somewhere, and bow down to the Lord, and then cook some food and offer to the Lord. And if you are not a cook like me, then you help those who are cooking. And then with the devotion, offer this, and then in honor the prasadam, chant minimum 60 nouns and scrutinizingly daily read my books. If you do these 5 things, Prabhupada says, you can be free from illusion, maya. I think anybody can do it. Of course, they have to be willing to do it. That's the only thing that has to come from you. So in this chapter, so much to talk, but these 2 sloka gives a very nice because next, I think 20 sloka will be all about the each chapter, what he explained. I was reading this morning that each sloka gives a hint. Each sloka can be itself 1 hour discussion. So on this today, I wanted to catch up what we maybe missed it. I hope nobody missed it. Because if you look at these verses, it says, Chaitanya Charitamrita Nitya Kara Pan Jaha Hoite Paramananda Bhakti Tattva Gyan. Chaitanya Charitamrita Nitya Kara Pan. If you can read Chaitanya Charitamrita every day, one page, one paragraph, something, or one chapter if you want to, then you can realize daily this nectar of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And of course, in the journey of hearing and remembering Mahaprabhu's pastime, maybe in the beginning there is no enthusiasm, maybe there is a difficulties, because it is testing. Krishna is testing your determination. Once you pass the anartha nibriti stage, you get fixed in serving Chaitanya Charitamrita. There is a taste, it's unbelievable taste, all of a sudden start flowing in your heart. You feel like you are happy wherever you are. And you think of those pastimes automatically. And then you can go a whole day with your family life or business or whatever it is. Just spend 1 hour every day if you can. And Mahaprabhu, it's not just a philosophy, it is a experiential knowledge. I'm not bragging about it, but we do experience this happiness. It's more than sex, more than food, more than watching movie, more than anything that you experience in this world. And this can go on forever, but other things limited by our body. Another thing also in this chapter, in this chapter, the last sloka has the Falashruti, the Chaitanya Charitamrita of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu constituted a secret literature. Srila Prabhupada said, anybody are interested to know what God eats, what God enjoy, they should dive into Chaitanya Charitamrita. It will become your life and soul of each devotee, Prabhupada says. And if you feel you are not fit to relish, then just check your consciousness. You have some enviousness. Envious does not mean someone has something in my mind, I cannot allow that person to have it. Envious has a two different meaning also. Just like Prabhupada says, people should not be envy to cow. And I was thinking, like, how do you become envy to cow? We are not competing with eating grass or living in a barn or how. Means that cow has a right to live, but you don't allow. You are a meat eater, you don't allow, then you are envy. Similarly, if we cannot relish, Prabhupada says, because there is some envious, not necessarily that you are competing with anybody, but you don't appreciate. Maybe I'm not grateful to my spouse or my parents, whoever is in spiritual path. We should appreciate them. If we are not appreciating, that is also a sign of envy. Then you'll see, once you start appreciating and respecting the devotees, you feel joy when other devotees are progressing. And you feel a helpful mood to serve whoever needs to hear about Krishna. If you can do this simple thing, it says you will enter a mystical feeling in your heart. The reason I'm saying this chapter has so much secret, we should thrive in it and we should experience it. Then we can boldly tell others what it is. Otherwise, we will be missing it. This chapter has so many things given. And I hope everybody gets it too. And it says that, now I'm not trying to scare you, but if you have time, you didn't come to that sloka yet. It's 278. We are on 240 today, 240, 41. There is a warning. Because I used to recite that verses even 20, 30 years back. Je lila amrita bine khaye jodi anna pane tabe bhaktira durbala jivan jara eka bindu pane utphilla tanumane hase gaye karaye nartan. Just like a human being becomes strong, stout by eating sufficient food, grains, fruits, everything. Similarly, we have a three existence right now in our life. We are, as a conscious being, soul, buried by two layer of other body called mental body, physical body. We are buried by it. Buried in a sense, Rupa Goswami Pad writes, anabrita. You have to uncover it. Because the reason I say buried, because you act like a body. You act like your own mind. And they do. Everybody does. 99.9999%. Almost 100%, but I wouldn't say that. Because there are so many sincere devotees in this world also, they are not acting on that level. So majority are acting on that level. And if you do not taste this spiritual life, you are keeping the soul starved to death. Those who are not showing interest to Krishna consciousness, they are killer of their own soul. That sloka is so important. And Prabhupada gives a very nice, if I recall, I can go to that. Anyway, what I remember, I paraphrase. Prabhupada said that if you don't read Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, first he says Chaitanya Charitamrita, then you will simply eat, sleep, and fall down from your position. What does that mean? Jiva Goswami Pad gives a five things will happen. You will feel attraction to something that takes you away from Krishna consciousness. It is a sign that you are falling down. Of course, the person who is falling down is not going to think I am falling down. This is the illusion. When I glide down due to some offenses, I cannot feel. I feel I am right. But I forget. In the war of ego, the winner is the biggest loser. I have no clue at that time. So we have to relish this Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Mahaprabhu took sannyas, it was not something like easy thing. And as this translation said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, well, he was performing pastimes 48 years. And out of 48 years, 24 years, grihastha life, 24 years, sannyas life. 24 years, sannyas life, even it has a division. One is 6 years and 18 years, as Prabhupada translated here. 6 years for others. But within others, every time we think of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, we should think always too. There was something he came to relish. While he's relishing, he's also distributing others, delivering others. Another day we discuss, delivering means these two potency, Sambit and Ladini, has to come when Sandini connection arises by initiation. By the symptom, you can see you are progressing. So back to this, that when Nimai was 24 years old, he made a big decision in his life. It was the biggest decision for anyone at any time in their life. Mother Sachi was 70 years old. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's second wife, Mother Vishnupriya, first wife passed away. She was only 16 years old. You think you have a bad luck materially? But just see. His mother is 70 years old. And at that time, a firm conviction Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made that I will take sannyas. So when Mother Swachi found out, it was extremely painful. So overwhelming, painful. Mother Swachi in her early days has lost 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 children. One after another. Every time she would give a birth and the child would pass away. Of course, there's many pastimes that Advaita Acharya used to pay obeisances. And when Nimai was in the womb, he also paid respect and she was so afraid. Anyway, that's a different pastime. But of course, Advaita Acharya offered flower to the Lord because he is waiting for the Supreme Personality of Godhead to appear. Anyway, and then so she lost 8 children, one after another. If you meet a mother who lost her 8 children, see how situation, what she thinks. And then when the 9th child, Vishwarup, he was 12 years old, he took sannyas and left the home. So then what happened? Her husband was so much in separation feeling that in few years he passed away. Mother Sochi arranged for her son, only son left, Nimai, to get married. And he went to Bangladesh to earn money. Sounds like a lot of Indian comes to America to earn money. Mahaprabhu also went. He went to foreign country, Bangladesh, Sylhet, to make some money. In the separation, so much intense separation that Lakshmi Priya also passed away. When Nimai went to East Bengal, so many things happened that Mother Sochi, in that separation, like after separation, piling up. Then daughter-in-law passed away and it was extremely painful. Now, Nimai just suggested in the evening, five people through Mukunda Datta, that he wants to take sannyas. And it was like a devastating. Of course, today is also Vrindavan Das Thakur's appearance day. And Vrindavan Das Thakur gave so many secrets because of his mother. Mothers are always so loving. When they are connected with Krishna, they are the best. Because their affection, Mother Narayani, Vrindavan Das Thakur's mother, told Vrindavan Das Thakur so many secrets. And Mahaprabhu was very kind to her. She was mother of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Such pastimes like the day Mahaprabhu was going to take sannyas, you will not find in Chaitanya Charitamrita. These are in Chaitanya Bhagavata. That she lost her chastity ring on the toe. When in Vedic culture, when the girl would get married, on the toe, the big toe, how do you say, number four, I guess. There is another ring, toe ring, and her nose ring. She lost one, she found, and then another one, she went to take bath in Ganges, lost. She was devastated, crying, because it's supposed to be inauspicious that your husband may die or you lose your husband, something inauspicious. So she searched under the water and her girlfriend, they were helping, Narayani was there. Nobody else knew, but she mentioned those things. And it was such a wonderful that Narayani remembers everything he told to Vrindavan Das Thakur. Even some secret things, because in Vedic culture, at that time Mahaprabhu's house was not built by the bricks, it was thatched, bamboo thatched. So at that evening, because she was, Narayani was only a little girl, 4 or 5 years old, she was she was actually older, little older. Because 4 years old when Mahaprabhu gave her that betel leaf and she was crying for Krishna. But this is much later, past time. The it was the night, because Mahaprabhu took sannyas in the morning, middle of the night, because I live in AK, it's confusing. After 12 o'clock, you call it AM. But in Vedic culture, until sunrise, it's still night before. Okay, so night before. So Narayani, through the wall, she was listening the conversation between Mahaprabhu and his wife. Mahaprabhu dressed that day, gorgeous, like a new, like a groom who is about to get married. So she was so surprised. She said, why you dress so beautiful? You are always beautiful, but you look so beautiful today. He said, because I want to renew our vow. You think it's in America they do? No, Mahaprabhu did that too. Renew our vow of our marriage. And she started crying. Then Mahaprabhu asked her, no, dress well, decorate yourself. Anyway, she came dressed herself, very beautiful. She did, but she had a fear within her that today I lost my touring and he dressed and he's giving so much attention. I'm scared something bad going to come. Now, this is not, you have to understand from the spiritual realization and the commentary of our Acharya, the nature of pure love, when you love Krishna so much, like Mother Yashoda, she always think something bad may happen to my child. Are why are you thinking like this? You may think he's Supreme God. There is no such thing called bad happen. But this logic is not applicable, because she is drowning into love with Krishna, for Krishna. So I am from a neutral point. I don't have love, so I cannot understand that. But through the Acharya's view, we have to accept it and grasp it. Then by their mercy, we can see that reality which they are seeing. So Vrindavan Das Thakur writes that Mother Narayani was watching, not watching, hearing through this thatched wall. So Mahaprabhu made a beautiful garland to offer his wife. And his wife, of course, gave the garland first. They had a garland exchange and they had a sweet talk. Mahaprabhu ate the bitter leaf. And she started crying. Then Mahaprabhu said, why you are crying in such auspicious day? He said, I have a feeling I'm going to lose you. He said, no, why you think like this? You're never going to lose me. You are my eternal, we are married eternally. Of course, Jogamaya covered her. She's thinking like, what do you mean eternally? I'm only 16 years old. You are 24. What is eternal? Just a young couple. Of course, Mahaprabhu is acting from a godly view. At the same time, he is a human husband. But Mother Vishnupriya, she is covered by Jogamaya just to release this. So she's seeing her husband is so beautiful. At that time, Mahaprabhu revealed himself as Narayan. Four-ended form. Seeing Vishnupriya was like fainted. And then Mahaprabhu again woke her up. He said, look. And then she saw herself in his heart. He said, we are eternally together. I am Supreme God. You are my potency. These things is not in Chaitanya Charitamrita, but Chaitanya Bhagavata. Those are secret because of the Mother Narayani. So today on his appearance day, Vrindavan Das Thakur, we can appreciate that his contribution, how much he gave us, so much information. It's wonderful. Also today's subject matter, some or other, mothers choose, it's related to Sanna's life of Mahaprabhu. So then, back to this, when Mahaprabhu decided to go, and Mother Sochi said, how could you even think like this? Taking sannyas? Nimai, how am I going to survive? Nimai gave a shastric argument. He said, Mother, it is the duty of the son. When the son grows up, he should leave home to earn money, wealth. Then he come back and give the wealth to the family. Now I am grown up. Allow me to leave home, obtain the wealth of prema dhana. The biggest wealth in life is love of Godhead. And once I get this, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to my wife. Everybody going to get. So as a loving mother, you should allow the son to go earn money. And the highest wealth, prema dhana bina bertha daridra jivan, dasya kari betan more deha prema dhan. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says we should pray like this every day. You know, we must do these four things. One of the four things is that we should hear and contemplate. But at the end, it's the bigopti. You must pray. You must pray every day. 1 minute, 5 minutes. My son even was not so much into praying. But now he started developing. I said, just pray. What do you want in life? Anything? Oh, I want, I don't know, love of God. I don't even understand what it is. I said, okay, at least pray. My Lord, let me understand. Can you allow me to understand what love of God it is? Pray something in spiritual life. Just anything you feel you need or you want to have, anything. But build a habit. Pray, pray. Mahaprabhu used to pray every day. Every day he prays. He gave us this. Ai nanda tanuja kinka patitam mam bishame bhavambudo kripaya tava pada pankaja sthita dhuli sadrisham vichintaya. Mahaprabhu prayed every day. We should pray. I beg all of you to. I'm sure you all are praying. If you are not, build a habit. Every day pray 3 times. Minimum. Or unlimited times. This is eternal. Mother Yashoda, she is praying eternally. She is breastfeeding Krishna one side. With her right hand, she's massaging his fatty thigh. Prabhupada writes fatty thigh. Krishna has a fatty thigh. Beautiful, you know, darling child. She is breastfeeding, massaging his feet, and praying to Narayan. This boy is so adorable, so loving. Narayan always protect him, always protect him. This is eternal, joyful life. She's happy. But how this happiness comes? Through the service. Service, one of the service anga is prayers. It is compulsory for a sadhaka, definitely. Even Nitya Siddha. Radharani prays. Every day Radharani prays. I can give you so many pastimes. Mother Yashoda prays every day. Nanda Maharaj holding Krishna's hand on his pinky, walking. And he's walking and talking. And he loves Krishna talking to him. A little boy, 2 years old, holding Baba. What happened this way? Where are you going? He said, I'm going to take bath. Can I come with you? Sure. And while he's talking with Krishna, he's praying. In his mind, oh Narayan, I love my son. Please eternally let him talk and I want to hear and converse. Please Narayan, I don't want anything else. Please. This is a constant. This is not like, oh gosh, how long I have to pray. No, this is a joyful. It's a happy. When you love someone, you always wish good for that person. All the Brajabashi, always giving blessing to Krishna. May you live long life. May you enjoy. And may these 3 blessings, Sanatana Goswami Pada writes. May you have a strong and stout body. Always. And Krishna gets so much durva grass and paddies, grain. So much by the Brajabasis every day that he just falls asleep by these blessings. So this is very nice habit. We should do that. So then Mother Sachi gave the argument, but how is that by taking sannyas, you're not coming back? He said, Mother, the purpose of human life is to get this love of Godhead. And I guarantee you, I'm going to get it. Of course he had it. But he says, and give it to you. And he did. He gave. But in the separation feeling, it makes union better. So then, what is the time now? Okay. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Navadvip, but was not that easy. He also gave her, he actually displayed certain things. Very nice. It's a whole pastime that Mother, you were Kaushala. I was Ram. So she got some view of it. Oh. You were Aditi. I was Bhamana. He gave so many life and 2 more births you're going to come back in this Leela, pastime. In my, this Leela, you will be born, you will be taking 2 forms. Aro dui janma laiva sankirtan arambe haiva tumar putra ami abilambe. মোরার্চে মূর্তি মাতা তুমি সে ধরানি জিব্বা রূপা মাতা তুমি নামের জননী। দোজ ভার্সেস আর ভেরি সুইট দ্যাট চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু রিভিল দ্যাট ইউ উইল টেক দ্য ফর্ম অফ মাদার আর্থ ওয়ের দ্য উডেন ফর্ম অফ নিমাই অর উড মার্বল ফর্ম অফ নিমাই গণিতাই উইল বি কামিং অ্যান্ড ফ্রম ইউর ল্যাপ and you will become the tongue of those devotees who will be chanting my name and I'll dance on their tongue, but you will be the mother tongue. So when you chant Hare Krishna, there is Nimai and Sachi is there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this way Mahaprabhu left. And he crossed the river and went to Katwa and he took sannyas. And Swachi Mata, of course, after the sannyas, he comes back. Because of the time, I'm thinking how much to go. Nimai got shaved. There's so many pastimes took place. Madhunapit, the Barbara who shaved, he changed his profession because he never saw a person so beautiful. He could not even shave. Halfway shaved, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw him crying and crying. He had to stop everything to wipe his hair. Mahaprabhu got up after this and he raised his hand. There was a Makar Sankranti. Thousands of people arrived there. Nityananda Prabhu from far, he's looking. What he's mood, what is going to do, what he wants to do, I want to see. So Nityananda Prabhu is looking from far. He is one of those five. Chandrasekhar Acharya, they are all looking. Then Mahaprabhu saw amongst the Brahmana there was a quarrel started. They have no idea who Nimai is, but they heard that today great conqueror of the whole world's scholars taking sannyas. He's the most attractive. And the other Brahmana says, why? He said, we don't know. Well, which Shastra says this? So the Brahmana started arguing amongst. Then all of a sudden, it became like thousands of Brahmana. They say, which Shastra? Where is Nimai? They all went to see him. They were like shocked. They never saw a beautiful, handsome person. So beautiful, so attractive. Mahaprabhu saw them. Mahaprabhu started raising his hand. He said, Bolo Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. And he started crying and crying and crying. He didn't take sannyas yet. He's just doing his cleaning. You know, there was no sika or poita, but he has to shave. So that time, just by seeing him crying with this ecstatic mood, thousands and thousands of brahmanas, all these Bengalis or Muslims, whoever came, because Makar Sankranti is something that it's kind of like a pandemic. Like if you don't bathe or chant God's name, all your pious credit will be gone. So everybody comes on Makar Sankranti to take bath in Ganges, whether it's a Hindu, Muslim or whoever they are. Because nobody wants to lose their good credit. In future, they will be rich. In future, they will have a good luck. They will have a more car or house or enemy get killed. Whatever the good things there will be destroyed if they don't do the pious activity right then and there. So they gathered for that. But actually it was Mahaprabhu, Krishna's arrangement. I mean, Mahaprabhu's arrangement. Then he delivered. All of them, all the Brahmanas started crying. And one Brahmana was so much crying, he had never met Mahaprabhu. He became so much crying that his name became Chaitanya Das. He was the father of Srinivasacharya. He forgot everything in this world. He was devastated. Why such a young, handsome, so beautiful need to take sannyas? Because sannyas, they think they give up everything, all the enjoyment. But Mahaprabhu has proved renunciation. Srila Prabhupada says, is the result of genuine spiritual emotion. Renunciation is the result of genuine spiritual emotion. It is not deprivation from happiness or enjoyment or nourishment. It is ultimate happiness, wealth. It is not deprivation. We should remember this. So any Mahaprabhu went like this. Because of the time, I'm going to tell you a story in Vrindavan, because today is the end of Vrindavan journey, Mahaprabhu's, in this loka, I notice. That Mahaprabhu, after that also, as the sloka says, what's the translation? After thing, at the age of six years, Prabhupada writes, he traveled extensively throughout the India. But we should always remember there was only two purposes he traveled. One was, he was relishing certain types of mood appears in certain contact. And externally, he was delivering. Just like in Vrindavan, on the way out, Balabhadra Bhatta, his servant, he was so much puzzled with his mind, because he is serving very attentively, but he noticed that Mahaprabhu sometime acting such a way that it makes everybody nervous. For an example, he came near this Uddhava Ghat, where Akrura took Krishna Balaram other side, Mathura. But actually, we have to understand there's a three episode took place. Krishna Balaram actually never went to Mathura, but they did go to Mathura. Both are true, because Vrindavan Krishna Balaram stayed in Vrindavan, but Akrura also saw in the water there is another set of Krishna Balaram who belongs to Mathura, and they came and sat and he took them. So that's also true. And this Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan, they became in aprakat lila, not prakat, not visible. That's why the separation whole 100 years, the Radharani and the Gopis, they also. Because it was proven by Uddhava when he came to Vrindavan. So I'll narrate one story. When Balabhadra Bhatta, he was came to Akrura Ghat, and he was very feeling sad, because one time Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Radharani, thinking Krishna left, then he jumped in the Jamuna and they could not find him for long, many, many hours. Then Balabhadra Bhatta, he jumped into the boat, because Jamuna had a heavy current and deep water. He's going back and forth, coming out, in and out. Sonariya, Brahman, others were there. They all tried, could not find. Finally, after long, many hours, Mahaprabhu came out and they grabbed Mahaprabhu. And immediately in their mind, they said, we are going out of Vrindavan. No way. This is too much. We don't know what the future holds. We came for purpose for him to look at the Vrindavan, but they had another fear. He's absorbed in the mood of Radharani to Krishna so much so that it may turn out blackish form and the whole Leela will take a different mood that may not be pleasing to Mahaprabhu. So many considerations, it's all good, but many considerations they were leaving. Just before that, because I was in Vrindavan, one Maharaj beautifully took me to this place near Imlitala, a nice place. One pastime took place hint is given in Bhakti Ratnakar very nicely, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so much in separation feeling from Krishna in the mood of Radharani that he told Balabhadra Bhatta and other, let me spend my time in this. Do not just follow me. Give me little gap. social distancing, not like that, but bhava distancing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went a little far, far few miles, and under a tree he's crying and thinking about Krishna. Then one Mathawala, that he carries buttermilk, and his wife told him that our life is like not progressing. We have a children, we have a daughter to get married. And those days Vrindavan was not known as a holy dham. Mahaprabhu is the one who discovered and excavated. So then she told her husband, you're selling butter, but you're making enough money just to bear our food. You need to pile up some money for the daughter's wedding and son's education, this, that. But he said, I'm trying. He said, no, you have to try some, because Mataji, they know in Vedic culture, you have to feed the Hare Krishna people. So where am I going to find the Hare Krishna people? He said, you search when you are going to Mathura to sell the butter. So that day, that man, Mathawala, was passing by. He saw a beautiful saffron cloth sannyasi, and he came nearby. Oh, Hare Sadhu, please drink some buttermilk, matha. He said, no, I'm not hungry, Mahaprabhu says. I'm not into drinking. He said, no, you have to drink. My wife will be not happy if I don't. I have to feed the sadhus, Hare Krishna people. No, I'm not hungry. No, you have to, please. Otherwise, we are family men. How will we have a good luck? Because my wife said, if you feed the Hare Krishna people, we get a good luck. Because they are connected with God. Mahaprabhu said, okay, leave it here. When I'm done meditation, I'll take it. Say, okay. Then Mahaprabhu asked a question. How much you want me to drink? Are, drink as much you want. Okay. So then Mahaprabhu was meditating, and that man went a little far and looking Mahaprabhu from far. At one point it was little Jogomaya creation, little summer hot. So he was little kind of dozing off or taking a little nap. Then he opened his eye. He saw that sannyasi left and his pot is there. He went, ran there. Sannyasi left. Where did he go? Then he looked at the pot. It was a big clay pot, but it's all empty. And he was like, wow, this sannyasi drink like this is like a 20 people's amount of matha, and he just drank the whole thing. And he's like, oh my God, feeding Hare Krishna is like I'm losing. I lost. But he loved his wife and he knows she's right, but he cannot see it. But he was a little bit worried because today there is no lunch. There is no dinner for the whole family. What to do? So he went. He went back. We are laughing because I'm not experiencing that. But it's very interesting because I know the end of the story. That's why. So then he went to home, but he didn't want to talk to his wife or anybody what he did. But he just left the pot in the front. They noticed he came and he went to his room and he locked the room from inside. He said, I'm not feeling well. I'm just resting. So he just went to rest. Little later, his wife came and saw the pot. And she took few things from the pot and she took the children and they went all the way to Mathura. And they never take a horse ride. But she told somebody, take me to Mathura. So she went there and she met the Shakra jeweler. And she asked this few gems, hey, how much is this? This man is looking. Said, where did you get this? He said, don't ask me. She was very smart, Mataji. She said, how much? He said, wow, this is so much that my entire shop is not as valuable as this. This is real diamond, Hira. He said, but give me some money. He said, are you serious? Are you going to sell me? He said, yes. He said, okay. So he gave all the gold and cash money. Those days they used to have a kori, like a shell. This was the coin. And he gave everything he had. And she took everything. She said, wow, this is like a whole year food. Just from one rock in her mind is thinking. But that pot is filled with all those. She immediately came back. She was scared anybody will find out. Then she hid, didn't tell the children. Knocked the door of the husband. My dear husband, come. She immediately called the neighbor, made a big feast. Said, husband, open the door. He said, I'm not feeling well. No, no, no. You are the best husband in the whole creation. I could not ask anybody. I love you. Wow, she's trying to say so many things that he never heard in her in his entire marriage. So he was like, oh, she must be angry with me. But the word is not matching. But finally, she made him open the door. And she paid obeisances to him. He's thinking, what's wrong? Is she going to yell? Or why is she saying that? And now she's paying obeisances. She didn't do this. He said, look, there's a big feast we made for you. He's still in a dream because the pot was empty. He cannot connect it. Anyway, he took some prasadam, but he's still quiet, don't say. And then wife understood, maybe he got shocked because of this heavy, transformation in his life. So leave him alone. And then she arranged all this beautiful waiting for her daughter and everything. But then she's just thinking all this. And then finally, she started talking to him. So where did you go? Who bought this? Who gave you this, all these gems? And she hid underground. See, what are you talking about? The pot was empty. I was scared that how did you get the money? Then she revealed, your pot was full of diamonds. Then he did not know what to say. And he started crying. He's saying, are you serious? He said, yes. That we have enough wealth that 10 generations cannot finish by eating. I got one stone exchanged for whole year food. So then he said, wait a minute. And he started looking for this sannyasi. He ran and started. Then all of a sudden, he's thinking, meditating on Mahaprabhu. And his heart started crying. And he started crying. Oh, sadhu, I'm sorry. I yell to you that you are what kind of Hare Krishna person that you drink the whole pot of matha because you wanted to fill it up with this wealth. I don't care anymore any of this. I want you. I really want your blessing that ultimate life success should come by your blessing, not only material wealth. All of a sudden, his intelligence started waking up and he would cry every day. He never became normal. He would just cry for Mahaprabhu. Then his children started crying for Mahaprabhu. His wife started crying for Mahaprabhu. Anybody here, I'll slowly this a neighborhood, everybody became in separation of Mahaprabhu's Krishna prem. So this way Mahaprabhu, everywhere he went, he did everything he did. In long run, it became a recipient place of Krishna prem. Mahaprabhu, this way, he delivered the whole world unbelievably. So this Vrindavan that Mahaprabhu revealed to us. Mahaprabhu came to give us four things. One is also Vrindavan. Prema namnam adbhutartha savana patagata namnam mahimna. Kova janati kashya Vrindavanam madhurim chaturi pravesho. Everything Vrindavan is necessary for the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, Radha and Govinda. Everything in Vrindavan is Krishna conscious, even the dust, every tree, creeper, shrub. Everything in Vrindavan is sweet. We should firmly fix and think we want to go to Vrindavan always. This should be our goal of life. We are very fortunate that we got the key to go to spiritual life by chanting Hare Krishna. And our goal is Radha Krishna's divine couple seva, service to the divine couple. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is our authority. Srimad Bhagavatam Chaitanya Chaitamita is our authority. And we need skill from the sadhus and willingness to go has to come from us and the gift Prabhupada gave. So everything is positioned. Gaur Prabhanande Hari Hari Bo. Jatha Jatha Gaur Padara Binde Bindeta Bhakti Krita Punarasi. Tatha Tatha Sarpati Ridhi Akasmat Radha Padambuja Sudambarasi. If you just take shelter of Mahaprabhu and keep on chanting, you will get Radharani's lotus feet in your heart and divine couple seva is open. I'll end here. If there is any question, comment, reflection. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, go ahead,
Mataji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dana Pranam, all glories to Krishna, Prabhupada, and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. It's so beautiful, Prabhuji, especially today is Ekadasi, and we can hear from you.
I forgot about it. Sorry. Yes, it is Ekadasi. I purposely avoided because if I think of Ekadasi, I'll be talking Ekadasi. It will be like more than an hour.
Anyway, Prabhu, it was so nectarian. I missed in the beginning because I was a little busy. I'd go and try to hear again. But it was so nice, Prabhu, from you here today. And I specifically, Prabhuji, I really like you said we can encourage the kids to pray. That was very, I really like the idea. Even we need to pray every day. You say, Prabhuji, can you give some of the hint how we can encourage our kids to pray to the Lord and also ourselves also? Because so many times, especially for me, I can see I am confused in so many ways, but I forgot to pray, you know. And thank you for reminding me once. And can you give some hint, Prabhu, how we can develop that attitude?
What I do with my both of son, even though one is 27, you know, he's engaged. He already made his life successful, materially and spiritually is chanting. But every night we pray. Wherever I am in the world, I call them. Or somewhere or other we pray, always pray. Even though he's 27 years old, but he's still like a child. And after, of course, in the beginning, they did not appreciate so much, but now they appreciate a lot. Even one time I was changing the prayers I was adding. He said, can you go stick to the old one and add or not changing? I said, okay. Because they chant like this whole Mangalacharan. It takes not more than few minutes, actually. If you do it every day, it becomes like a very quick. And of course, slowly, slowly you enter. And at the end of the Mangalacharan, we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That's how it ends. Then we said, oh, dear Guru Maharaj, dear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada and Radha Krishna, please protect us from all material and spiritual danger, disease, difficulty, death, sin and offenses, and also from your illusory energy maya. This is like a common thing last 27, well, maybe when he was 2 years old, I started, I think. It's like we add those and I add something with that in a positive. First is negative, then positive. Please always engage us in your divine loving service eternally in Golok Vrindavan. Because Prabhupada said we can be here and serve in Golok Vrindavan. And Madhacharya says, Krishnamurti Nityajani Taharo Sevan. Whenever you pray or any service you do in the material world, it has an eternal existence. It is never lost. I may be changing this body, but my service to Radha Krishna is not lost. Krishnamurti Nityajani Taharo Sevan. These are the two things Mahaprabhu took from Madhacharya, and that was the prominent point. So I don't know if that helps you a little bit.
Yeah, I hope, Prabhuji, I'll try. It was so inspiring. You were praying since 25 years, means your son was when he was 2 years. It's so inspiring. And especially I'll try for my kids also, Prabhuji. Then myself.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. Everybody should pray.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Other devotee, if they have any question or comment for Prabhuji, they can go ahead.
Hare Krishna, thank you so very much, Pran Govind Prabhu, for your class.
Hare Krishna.
I'm sorry I had to join late, but what I got was very nectarian, and I will go back and watch the beginning. But I really want to thank you for the quote from Mahaprabhu, that renunciation is the result of genuine spiritual emotion. I think that's so beautiful to remember, because often, as you said, we think of renunciation as depriving ourselves or giving things up. So thank you so, so very much. I'm so grateful for your class. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Mother.
Dandavat Pranam. Thank you so much for the beautiful class. I really like the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Mother Vishnupriya and the pastime in Vrindavan. Very beautiful pastimes to meditate on today on the auspicious day of Ekadashi. Thank you so much. Prabhuji, in the beginning of the lecture, you mentioned about envy. That envy is of two types, and there is also envy when you don't get appreciated by others. So,
Say it again. I'm sorry.
You explained about envy in the beginning of the lecture. Like envy is also a type where you don't get appreciated by others. Right?
Envy.
Yes.
Oh. Actually, because Prabhupada said sometime, actually few places Prabhupada says people are envious to the cows. And I was thinking like, what do you mean? How do you become envy to cow? You know, I know Prabhupada is right, but for me to grow up in a culture that I couldn't, and I thought envy means when someone has something you want to have and you don't want have that things in my mind with that person. Though it is not given by me. Say somebody got a super lotto, $76 million. And in my mind, I'm thinking, oh my God, this guy is like a not a good person. Why that person has a $76 million? Why not it's for me? In my mind, I cannot allow that. So that's called envy. Generally, I always thought.
So what happens is even in the services or something like my nature is I feel like helping in temple and all. I spontaneously go and ask if they need help, or I just go like that for helping. But what should be my attitude when it doesn't get appreciated? Maybe because of their possessiveness about their service. Or, I mean, I don't want to make any offense by saying all this, but we can feel that. Our help is not getting appreciated. So what should be my attitude for that? Can you please explain, Prabhuji?
Okay. First of all, what I think, like what I understood from Prabhupada's writings, that when we talk about jealousy or envy, for a mundane people is one thing, and with the devotees is another thing. Just for me to understand, I separate this way. For a mundane people, it's kind of like envy. I would say envy causes them to depend things that I would say it's for the devotee that that why we don't like envy, the word, because envious has a two aspect. First of all, envy causes us, always makes us depend things we have no control. So the karmis, they think I have to try to be the best successor of all. That's one. And second, I must stop others to be successful like me. So they have a two way to look at it, that when they act in their life, that envy, like two, that first they want to be successful, successor in a sense, not anybody else, you know, unparalleled. I want to be the guy or the person. And I don't want anybody else to compete with me. They should be like lower. So that's there. But when we think of this white envy and black envy, and then I'll address to how in our day-to-day life, that we see that when I said that Prabhupada says people are envious to cow, means the cow has a right to live, just like I have a right to live. Another devotee likes to give class. But I think I know better than her or him, but I don't allow that person to flourish. That is also envy. Now, if someone is doing a good service in the temple and I don't feel in my heart to appreciate that service that that person, that devotee is doing, that means I am envy. Envy doesn't mean only because that person is doing something good and it will be appreciated. But so how do we, easy to get out? Just act on it. So I do this personally. I just go there. I said, you know, your service, dressing the deities today was so beautiful, wonderful deity. And then I pray to Lord that even though it's not necessarily I like to appreciate, but by appreciating, it becomes a habit that you find the jealousy mood disappear slowly, slowly. Literally disappear. Of course, like Bhishma Dev gives an idea, like if you feel envy or angry, he gave both. He said, if you feel envy or angry to someone, immediately try to switch to, how can I be merciful to that person? How can I be kind to that person? And you will, if you practice a little while, you will see like all of a sudden it changes. Now in our spiritual path, appreciating someone, it is actually entering into spiritual domain. Because in spiritual world, every action is all positive. There is nothing called negative. There is absolutely negative, no negative. Negative is only in this world. Absolutely, there is no, you know, like talking about Duryodhan versus Pandavas, like Shishupal, Jarasandha, Duryodhan, they came to Yudhishthir Maharaj's Rajasya Jagna. They liked Pandavas. But because Pandava likes Krishna, so they became now envious to them, Pandavas. So many reasons people become so many things. Like Amogha. What was Amogha's problem, if you really think? Amogha, he did not cook the food that Mahaprabhu is eating in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. He did not do the shopping. He did not cook. He did not do anything. Only thing he did, he came and he saw Mahaprabhu with a big plate of prasadam. And he started criticizing, oh, he eats so much and this, that. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, in spiritual world, you cannot enter in spiritual world with envy. Envy is the one thing that will prevent. There's no way somebody can go. But of course, the Vaishnavas are very merciful. Krishna is also merciful, even though Shishupal was so much envious, but he gave him liberation. But what Shishupal was deprived, that because he did not appreciate, he did not glorify Krishna, he only got Sajujya Mukti. I'm not talking about the Shishupal as a joy bijoy. Shishupal is a position also. The big demon takes over, Prabhupada writes, is a position where demon takes over. And he merged. He did not go to Vaikuntha. Why? Because he'd never glorify. So sometime also, as a devotee to continue service, it is necessary to get feedback from other devotee to appreciate. It pleases Krishna. In a song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it says, It says, Vaishnavera Abedane Krishna Dayamai. Vaishnavera Abedane Krishna Dayamai. That when a devotee sees something good in someone, and if they do not say, it is also a sign of enviness in that sense. Now, if they say, well, I should start practicing and glorifying this, then it is proper. And then at that time, you are actually glorifying that person, but actually you are also purifying your own heart. So it's both are benefited. Both are benefited. Of course, you know, there's always negativity also is given, that if somebody criticizes you or somebody is envy to you, he is actually building a bridge to get those bad quality, what he's seeing. It may not be present in other person. He's going to get it. And but generally amongst the amongst the devotee, this thing should not be visible. And I wanted to repeat your last sentence again, so I can think a little more about it.
The question, Prabhuji?
Yes.
Like, what should be my attitude if I get such experiences from devotees? Like when I feel rejected, like they unwanted, or, you know, my help is not getting appreciated, or if I get such experiences, what should be my attitude? Or how should I take it?
Do you know the story of Ekanath Prabhu? In Vrindavan?
I think.
Shripad Radha Govinda Maharaj, he narrated this beautiful first times, that Ekanath Prabhu was very popular. And he used to go take bath in the holy river. And one time he was glorifying so much to Mother Jamuna that I wish I could take bath few more times. Why only once I come? It's a little far distance also. So then one day he comes home after taking bath and his wet cloth he has to dry. And then he dried up everything. And then he put on tilak and dressed up. Then he came near his house. When he about to enter, there was one man who did not like his popularity and his fame. So he went straight to his face and spit all over his body. Ekanath Prabhu folded his hand and turned back and went to the Jamuna again to take bath. At that time, in his mind, he's thinking, my Lord, you are so kind. There must be something within me that this person is seeing. And you created this scenery to purify. It's wonderful. Thank you. I did not like it because somebody spitting in front of public, but I need to go inside and purify. You may say, why Krishna, you created this scenery? It's too much. Krishna says, I did not create the scenery for too much. I created the scenery, I sanctioned the scenery for you to go inside and correct yourself, not correct outside. So, Ekanath Prabhu, with that conviction, he went to take bath. He came out, he did the same thing, dried up, dressed, and came. Again, this man spit. And it went for a while. And on the eight times, and he kept on smiling because he knows ultimate of this test is glorious. Of course, that person fell flat on the eighth time. And he said, I cannot believe your tolerance level is beyond human. You must be Paramahansa, must be a great devotee. And then he took initiation from him. And Ekanath Prabhu became so glorious and well known. Before, nobody knew. Only few were started glorifying. But from that day, people would come from far distance to hear Harikatha. Sometimes Krishna purifies us. He wants us to become his instrument, but he wants to also make it not necessarily the way we want. Like in Jagannath Puri, you heard the story of this Jagannath Bhakta who came, and he never came, saw Jagannath, but always he was singing. After 1 month walk from his village, he came to Jagannath Puri, and he's thinking, by the time he arrived, it was dark. He said, I came to see my friend, but he's now resting, the door is closed, and he's crying and he's thinking, Jagannath, you are the Surid, you are the best friend, how is this? So after discussion, he's praying and crying. At one point, he fell asleep on the nearby the road of Singhadwar. And then Lord appeared and woke him up. And he was shocked, the Jagannath right in front of him in a murti form. He said, hey, you are my friend. You came from far distance. I know you went through a lot. We are going to eat some special fruit. You like jackfruit? He said, yes. He said, come, we are going to eat jackfruit. So the pastime goes that he went and took him to a jackfruit tree. And Jagannath also started climbing the tree, and they both pick up the beautiful jackfruit, and they both eating each other, feeding each other, and he was so much in ecstasy. I'm feeding the Lord, and Lord is feeding me. It's like unbelievable, like Krishna pastime. All of a sudden, Jagannath says, okay, I think that's enough. You want some more? He said, no. Okay. But the way he threw the rest of the jackfruit, it made a lot of noise. It went some other many miles that the security guard of this Jagannath garden heard this, and they thought somebody came to steal. And they came with this lamp, and they found this man, and Jagannath disappeared. And he was so much shocked, but he was so happy. So they arrested him. They took him to jail, and tomorrow they're going to kill him because he's trying to steal Jagannath's jackfruit. At that time, Jagannath Dev also beautifully narrating the story in the dream to king. He said, who owns this garden? King saying in the dream, my lord, it's yours. He said, if it is mine, then I brought one of my friends to feed him jackfruit. And why your people, security guard, put him in the jail? He said, oh, I did not know. I'm so sorry. He said, tomorrow put him on the big procession on the elephant and declare the world that he's my best friend and make an arrangement and listen every day about my Harikatha through him. Now you may think like, why Krishna had to let him go through this? Because this becomes so nectarian that every time that devotee himself said, every time he think of that pastime, he start crying. How kind Jagannath. How kind Jagannath, how merciful, and he cannot speak even. He start crying just by that feeling. This is called revealed knowledge. This, that Lord is kind, merciful, this revealed in his heart, he would deliver thousands of people in front of him. So whatever you are going through, it is a wonderful opportunity. Try to see Krishna's hand behind it. Maybe Krishna wants to use you to deliver the world. Who knows? Only Krishna knows. And you have the opportunity. Prahlad Maharaj demonstrated this. Every opportunity he came, he found an opportunity to see Krishna's hand behind. And because he tolerated, Prabhupada also said, tolerance is the standard of measurement how advanced you are. So from my angle, I may see, okay, this is like too much. How long should I tolerate? But from Krishna's angle, he's just waiting for you to just do little more, little more, little more. And at the end, it will be the wonderful experience that it will pay zillion dollar worth to go through this.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Can you pray for your enemy when they hate you? That is very hard.
Yes.
Very hard. But Krishna may use us. And I get scared, but at the same time, we have an access. We can pray. My Lord, give me the strength. Sakala sahane bala diya karo nijas priha spiha hino. So we pray. It is worthy to pray. Sakala sahane baladiya karo. That, oh, Gurudev, oh, Krishna, Vaishnava Thakur, please empower me to tolerate. For tolerance, we pray. This song is there. You probably know that song. Sakala sahane baladiya karo. Nijamane spiha hino. Thank you, Mata.
Sorry. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Babaji. Beautiful explanation. And I think this will always stay with me.
Okay.
Thank you, Babaji.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanvar pranams.
Dhanvar.
Prabhuji, in your class, you had mentioned in the passing that, we can serve Krishna even when we are... in this material world too. And also, please do correct me, Prabhuji. Somewhere or sometime back, maybe a few years back, I had read that a devotee can experience prema, cannot experience prema in this material body. You have to get out of this material body to come to the level of prema. But also we see at the same time that we have so many exalted devotees like Niti Siddhas and who come here and and they carry out their pastimes. So I was wondering, so what platform are they are? I mean, do they step down to another platform to just do these pastimes, or how does it work, Prabhuji?
It's interesting. You're asking a question that we recently thought. This morning, actually, somebody asked a similar question and in the class in the temple. And I mentioned that you are opening a Pandora box because the subject matter is so big. But in a shorter version, I'm going to give you that... Rupa Goswami Pad gives Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He says the definition of sadhaka is utpanna rataya samman sammak utpanna rataya samman narivigna anupagata Krishna sakshat krito yugga sa sadhaka parikirtita. So Rupa Goswami Pad gives that utpanna rataya samman, that you roti, the word roti means, today is a cloudy day here in Alachua. That's good. In a thick cloud, sometimes you see the open of cloud and there is a ray, sunshine pierced through. You ever experienced? I'm sure you did. This is called rati. Rati means not full prem came, but partial. Not full sun came. Prem is like a sun. Now in the dark cloud, sometimes you see that the sun comes through in between the cloud. Have you ever seen like that? I'm sure. Sometime.
Yes.
Yes. This is called rati. Rati means bhava. So that is also prem, but not full fledged, not complete. Utpanna rataya samman, narivigna anupagata, but you still have a challenges in this world. You may have to face through, like Jarabharat. He fell down, apparently, but Prabhupada said it was not fall down like ordinary. because he came very advanced. When we talk about Nitya Siddha, Nitya Siddha are different. And when you talk about Sadhan Siddha, they are one thing. And when you talk about Bostu Siddhi is another thing. Kripa Siddhi is another thing. So there's a vast, I'm trying to give you a little synopsis of each. Standard of measurement in our life, the test of success in bhakti is the taste for bhakti. We should always remember this. The test that comes of success in our bhakti, how much advanced we are becoming, is the taste. How much you are tasting, how much you are relishing. Nigama kalpaturu galitam phalam sukhamukha drava amrita sangyuta pivata bhagavata rasamalayam murho rasiko bhavu bhuvi bhavuka. We have to become bhavuk or relisher, expert in relishing this bhakti. If you do not taste, you cannot dismiss the impersonal conception and karma, fruity bhakti idea or jnana, yoga, all this will not go away. You cannot make a dark house, dark room by taking darkness by buckets. But if you turn on the switch, all darkness disappears. Similarly, when the bhakti rasa enters into the heart, these verses gives us very clear GPS that when bhakti rasa enter into our heart, how do we feel? Explains like this. You feel outside like pain, poisonous. Mahaprabhu says, he gave the definition also in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bhajya Vishava Jalamai Bhitare Anandamai Krishna Premere Adbhuta Charit. The characteristics of Krishna Prem, that in the beginning you will feel like inside you are happy. You really want to become advanced. You really become a pure devotee tomorrow, today, if possible. Maybe you're not, you know, screaming about it, but we feel, why not I become so advanced that I'm relishing this Krishna Prem, I want to serve in that. Then all of a sudden, externally, I feel like, I want to get married, I want to be rich, I want to become well-known, I want to become the best speaker. I want to become the best dancer or singer, best singer. I want to become at least popular amongst all my friends. I don't know, all this desire. You know, I asked these brahmacharis in Ujjain. I said, how many, raise your hand, how many wants to become pure devotee and fulfill Prabhupada's desire? Everybody raise hand. I also raise. I said, now raise hand. How many of you want to enjoy a girl? You all are brahmachari. You see their hand even, they're trying to hide. That's like a, I said, that's a dupliciousness within us. We have to be honest that yes, that desire is there. Why that is there? Because we are holding it. Because we did not get the taste of Krishna Prem. We have to have a taste. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you have to have a taste. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote even song. Ek bar hari nama rase matare. You heard that song. Gai gora madhur sare. In that song he says, at least one time, ek bar hari nama rase matare. Ek bar, at least once, give me the taste of this. Why? Because that taste will remove all our misconception. It's like trying to remove all the darkness, all the unwanted things. But the light has to come. If the light comes inside the heart, inside the room of our heart, then everything illuminates. We can be in America, in this body, but experiencing serving in Golok Vrindavan. Prabhupada says this in third canto, second chapter, Bhagavatam, that you can be here and serve there. Why not? We do. but it's require little endeavor. It's require little endeavor. So those who are sadhaka, they are also experiencing little happiness, but their struggle is not over yet. They may be found, they still like opposite sex once in a while, or their mind is like attacked by the sense enjoyment. They may like to have a nice house, comfortable house. They may like to have a nice car. We have to be very careful. They could be a well situated, but those things, lingering things are there. That verse says, Noibigna Anupagata is not yet completely gone. Utpanna Rataya Samman. Krishna Shakshat Krito Yogya. They are eligible to see Krishna face to face. They are eligible. They are qualified to perceive the direct manifestation of the Lord, but maybe not yet obtain complete freedom from all obstacles. They are called sadhaka. So we have to be very careful. We cannot judge anybody. This is very dangerous because Krishna, that time Jogmaya actually intervened in their life. But they are like kind of like a detaching, you know, like Kamsa taking Jogamaya from the lap of Devaki. Wait, Devaki had Mahamaya or Jogamaya? Jogamaya. When did she become Mahamaya? Well, when Kamsa touched. How this transformation took place? It is our attitude. Kamsa's attitude is, I'm going to kill that baby, whether it's a boy or a girl. She was appealing, brother, she's a girl, you know, I'll try to marry to your son, so this way she will never hurt you. Please leave her alone, don't kill. Kamsa came to a point, no, it's an 8th child, whether it's a boy or son. Now he's forgetting everything, he just wants to kill, because he's also, serial killer. He already killed 6 child before, only he missed 1/7. So he grabbed, the moment he grabbed, she's no more Jogamaya, is Mahamaya. This attitude, within a moment, change. And Jogamaya has no more visibility there. She slipped out from his hand, appeared as a Durga. You fool Kamsa, your killer is already born somewhere. And he remembered, oh my God, that's my mother, Mahamaya. Why not Jogamaya? Jogamaya never hurts. Because the attitude was not there, even though Jogamaya was there. So we have to be careful. So this is sadhaka. Then siddha. Siddha definition is abhignat akila klesa sada krishna asrita kriya. Siddha suya santata prema sokha asada parayana. One who is fully immersed in activities related to Sri Krishna, who is completely unacquainted with the impediments, challenges of material distress. He's going through, maybe his liver failed, like Prabhupada's liver had a problem one time. So one devotee, senior devotee, he asked a question. We were riding in a car. He said, how to understand this? So I was trying to bring Rupa Goswami Pad's understanding, how he gave us. And it was very nice. At the end, everybody understood. Yes. One thing appears, like Harishwari Prabhu says, he canceled all the appointment for Prabhupada because dentist told him, this is so painful. He should not be able to talk or do anything with his mouth for 3 days minimum. 7 days is better. After 2 hours, Prabhupada says, why no appointments today? Every day 4 o'clock, they used to have some professor, some dignitary would come interview with Prabhupada or converse. Prabhupada always want to preach. Well, we cancel because the dentist says severe pain. Did Prabhupada feel the pain or he did not feel the pain? Prabhupada felt pain, not preaching, not for toothache. Prabhupada did not like that life without preaching because he felt happiness in inner connection. Even the dentist, from his experience, he said, this is severe pain. He should not. So we have to see like this, that how he's a Siddha. Siddha means the pain is there. He sees it. He hears it. But they may not experience the way we think they should. So like this, then there is a Nitya Siddha definition. Nityananda Gunaskhana Adarshinita Dina Sadasaha Biharina Nityananda Gunasarve Nitya Siddha Mukhyodabhat. But then also they come down to a level. If they are not in Madhyamadhikari, they cannot preach. As Uttam Bhagavat, they cannot preach. Because Madhyamadhikari has a discriminating power. Without discrimination, the preaching cannot be established into the heart. You don't want to give the valuable things to unqualified or uneducated or to an ignorant person. You want to train them, educate them, then you can give. And if they're not interested, don't. Just like this is a true story in Vrindavan. About 25 years back, one devotee, I was there as a challenge. Okay, this is actually 50,000 rupees, manik, ruby. Say, let's see the value of this. So we went and we were going to go to Louis Bazaar and we asked this man, how much is rickshaw from here to Louis Bazaar? At that time he said it was like one and a half rupee. So I said, but this manik we had 50,000. Rupees worth. So we shown him. He said, how about this? You take this. This is very valuable. He said, no, I don't need this. My children plays with it. So we learned what Rupa Goswami Pad was saying. 50,000 rupees money, because he is ignorant, but he thinks he knows. You know, first thing is, that if you really deeply think, to be ignorance is bad, we all agree. But to be ignorance and to claim that to be knowledge is worse. And then we pressured him just to test it. He said, no, you take these to Chakra or a jeweler place, he'll give you more than 1.5 rupee. This is worth 50,000 rupee. You cannot imagine. More than your rickshaw worth. And he said, don't teach me. I know everything. You're trying to trick. You are sadhu. You're trying to trick. So then we learned to be in ignorance is bad. To be ignorance and claim to be in knowledge is worse. But to be in ignorance and to be claimed that in knowledge and to deem others who is in knowledge is worse. I will never forget that experience. So like this, we have to be educated about this, that how to see other devotees. What is the definition? What is the qualification of sadhaka? What is the definition of kripa siddha? What is the definition of sadhan siddha? What is the definition of bostu siddha? And like this, then we can, if we really want to know, we can see one by one by one. So to say that Krishna Prem cannot be in this body, it is wrong. You have to say that, okay, Krishna Prem may be not fully blown to a conditioned soul who is a sadhaka. Sadhaka can have a roti, means glimpse of the Prem. Prem is there, but not fully. So then if you say, who is fully with this body? No, they have a sadhak body, but that body is not made of material modes. They have a sadhak body. Satchidananda body does not have material elements. 20 things material elements has, like a laziness, modes affect this. These things are absence in Satchidananda body. Spiritualized body may not have doesn't have a modes, but it is worshipable. Why? Because it is fully dedicated to Krishna. Nitya Siddha Bari, when they bring a sadhak bari, that is different sadhak bari, not a conditioned soul becoming sadhak. Those bari, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Prabhupada, those bari are not ordinary body. Just by giving massage to those body, just touching it, people can be fortunate. So there are many, many angles to look at it. We cannot just say something that in this body you cannot experience prem. Where it says that? This verse says that sadhaka, his problem is not solved, but he is eligible for Krishna darshan fully. Krishna sakshat krito yogya. But he may not be completely free from the obstacle. This is Rupa Goswami Pad is saying. So we have to see from that angle. This is a shorter version. This is very nicely explained. Like Jarabharat, you can say, Jarabharat, what did he do mistake? Example, Billa Mangal Thakur. Jarabharat, what did he do? You can say so many. King Parikshit. King Parikshit, he got cursed. Sounds like he has a big challenge. He got thirst. So much thirsty. How much thirsty? That he cannot tolerate. He's asking for water. Then he gave a snake to this Samaka Rishi. But he was, at the end we see that he was not thirsty at all for 7 days, 7 nights with Sukhdev Goswami. So how to understand? We have to be very careful. We cannot see, we cannot say or conclude by seeing their immediate reaction or action. There's so many examples in our life. You know, Chitraketu was not really committed any offense. Literally, he just saw Mother Parvati, not in a completely dressed form, sitting on the lap of Shiva. And Shiva speaking all to the renunciation, holding his wife on his lap in an embracing position and talking them about renunciation. So Chitraketu made a not offensive, it's just a joke. He's also pure devotee. He's a pure devotee. He had darshan of the Lord. But then just made a little joke. How wonderful you are teaching renunciation and holding your wife on your lap. It's a little kind of a joke. And Lord Shiva understood it was a joke. Everybody, nobody was affected. But Parvati did not like. But it is not Parvati either. Prabhupada writes in the purport, it was Krishna who wants Chitraketu to come back to spiritual world. But he's not ready. He wants to preach more. But Krishna wants him to come back. So he created a beautiful story. Then Parvati cursed him. And he became a demon, Bhitrasura. But you look at the prayers. To kill somebody's throat, it does not take 1 year. But it took 1 year for Indra. Why? To cut his throat. Because the verses he's speaking. Aham hare tava padai kamola dasa anudasa bhavitasmi bhuya. Manasmare tasapate gunante gini tavaka karma karo tokaya. Indra was shocked. He never heard such a devotional prayers. They are coming from a demon's body. He felt guilty. He knows that he realized that he's committing a big brahmahatta. But Bhitrasura said, come on, cut it. This is your duty. Lord wants you to cut it. But he is meditating and praying to Lord. But by the time he cutting, actually Bhitrasura left. He never felt any pain. There was no pain at all. Because he was in that kind of bhakta who had a love of Godhead. But his activity seems like a demoniac body. It was like a very... So how do you judge? We are not judgmental. We are not sentimental. We are transcendental. But at the same time, transcendental means you have a vision with Shastra. So you'll never be misguided. So I'm sorry, I took a long time to answer your question because this subject matter is so vast. Maybe you can read Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu with other devotee, not by yourself, because there's Sometimes when we have more than few devotees, it's a lot of depth in each sloka has a hidden. Sorry, Mata, took long time to answer your little question.
No, Prabhuji, actually, I want to thank you for clarifying and explaining in so much depth. And I will take your advice and try to read Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu with devotees, with your blessings, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. I'll pray for you. Only danger is if you enter into Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, you'll never be able to get out. It's too much nectar. Really, you'll be like diving into ocean of nectar. Thank you
for your kindness, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dandat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Prabhuji, with your permission, I add one thing that Srila Prabhupada, when he came at the age of 70, at the age of 52, I become tired after cooking lots of prasadam for Vaishnava. But at the age of 70, nobody is appreciate Srila Prabhupada. But he don't have a rent to pay the... that where the Shri Jagannath Balaram Subhadrami is there. They come and eat and they went away. And then Srila Prabhupada will clean all the props up to maybe 1 hour. And Prabhupada is not, Srila Prabhupada not making 1-2 roti. He's making 150 rotis. And after sometimes those who are coming for aarti and for lunchtime, they help to clean the vessels. But in the beginning time, Srila Prabhupada will cook herself and serve herself. So it's teach me that whether somebody is appreciate me or not, but Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, Srila Radha Gopi, Six Goswami, our parampara, Astagopi is watching us. And like whatever seva, it's a cooking seva or our Ajigansyam Prabhuji, he's from Mayapur Dham, Senior Brahmachari is cooking prasadam. Nobody will appreciate him, but everybody is satisfied by that prasadam and become a devotee. First they come in jeans and then they come in dhoti kurta and tulsi kanthi. So how? By the sincere Vaishnavas cooking prasadam and offer to Shishi Radha Madan Mohan. So whether somebody is appreciate us or not, but Shishi Radha Gopinath, Shishi Gaurnika, Shishi Jagannath Balaram Subhadra is appreciate us. And we are serving to Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev. So we should not stop our seva, whether it's cooking seva, whether it's garland seva, whether it's washing pot seva, or whatever book distribution seva, whatever Srimati Radhan has given us a seva, we should do that with so sincerity, and one by one we learn a lesson from that with whatever seva is given by Srimati Radharani. Koti Koti Dandat Pranam, Prabhuji, for all the Leelas, Sisi Chaitanya Mahaprabhupatam Ki Jai. Hari Hari Gauranga.
Thank you. Wonderful. Wonderful realization. Wonderful. That's very true. We should be happy in every condition, every situation. And we are. We are. Krishna consciousness is joyful performance. Thank you, mothers. Any other? Are we closed?
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. I think we can close, Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for this.
Hare Krishna. Bancha kalpa taruvesya kripa sindhu paivacha patita nam pavane bho vaishnavi bho namo nama.
Ananda ki jai namacharya brashtu. His grace pran govinda Prabhuji ki jai. Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you, Hare Krishna.